Hello, it's the year 2024. It's me, Matt Stewart, and we've sold out all four of our Do Go Ons live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. But if you want to see me, you can do that. The show's called Dry Dryer, and we're at a new venue now. It's called The Grace Darling. Me and Sarenjaya Marnett, it's so much fun. The show's getting real good, I reckon. It's been heaps of fun, so we'd love to see you there. Use the discount code Do Go On for cheaper tickets. Also, we've now got the Do Go On quiz show. It's up online on the Stupid Old channel, so please check it out. Getting some lovely feedback so far. Please give it a watch, subscribe to the channel, maybe even comment on it, and, you know, feed those algorithm gods if you can. But love to see a Dry Dryer in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. Check out the quiz show. Anyway, let's get on with this show.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Dave Warnocky, and you are listening to me, and I am accompanied by Jess Perkins and Matt Stewart, the duo that flew, one of them flew in tonight. Hello, Matt, that's you. You've come straight from the airport, sir.
Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Someone, like we just read about half an hour ago, someone complimented my rhyming skills, and I was like, I'm going to open with a rhyme. Nothing rhymes with duo. Matt Stewo, damn it.
Oh, no.
Stop the tape. No, Matt, you genuinely have fluo in here tonight.
Yeah.
And you also have cold and fluo.
Yep. I'm on the, you can hear my lozenge. That's a lozenge I've got going on. Is this two episodes in a row? I've been sick in one way or another.
Recovered, but 2 weeks ago you had the horrible hangover.
Right.
Which, well, again, not that much sympathy. And also, we didn't make such a fuss when I had come straight from the airport.
When you flew.
When I flew.
But your name doesn't rhyme with fluo.
Good point.
Yeah, that's true.
Good point.
Did you forget?
I ever come straight from a gherkin festival,
then
we could talk about it.
I'll be rhyming all night.
When you come from a nothing rhymes with Warnocky.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Dave. Dave.
That's right. When I come from the...
Dave is well known for his rhymes. I reckon he could give us a good rhyme for both Dave and Warnocky.
Hmm. Dave?
Cave Stornicky.
Yeah, great. Stornicky, I'm not
very
so
good.
Sure.
No, very good.
Dutch word.
Oh, okay.
What's it mean?
What does it sound like it means?
Place to store your key.
Correct.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I can.
Got it in one, a cave where you store your key festival.
That makes sense.
So elaborate. It's just a little key.
No, I just put mine on the table. I might.
When you have like a spare key. You have a spare one, and some people hide under a fake rock. I don't do that. Dig a cave.
Fair enough.
Batman style.
Well, do you,
but just for the key, because I don't have money for a Batmobile.
Are you judging me for having my keys just here on the table like an idiot?
Well, silently, yes.
Fair enough.
Well, you just did it out loud.
All right, I'm thinking out loud. Ooh, look, a wall.
God, he thinks some boring things.
Yeah, I really
oh, look, a insult. Wall. Great.
Oh, so early for a pause, what else?
And you don't edit those out in your episodes. You leave, like...
The pause arms.
Yeah. You leave the pauses, whereas I cut them.
Early on, I was brutal with
I'm brutal.
Editing.
If there's a now pause, I cut it so we seem really slick.
I've been getting pretty slack on my edits. I heard one episode where... I left in a thing that clearly wasn't meant to be you.
Yeah, like our Indian takeaway being delivered. Yeah, mate, be there in 5 minutes.
Did I leave that in? Fuck.
Probably.
Probably.
I did leave in a thing saying, me going, hey, can you say that again? We could use that.
Well, now this is the second time you've left this in.
Yeah, and you'll leave it in too. You won't even edit this out.
Oh, Matt.
Oh, Matt.
Sorry, guys. I set a high standard. Hey, look, if you don't want it in the show, don't say it.
That's a great point. That is a great point.
If you don't want to leave a pause, don't leave a pause.
I wanted to leave that pause. Okay, great. I wanted to leave that pause.
Jess?
Yeah, I wanted to leave it too. Cool. I nearly giggled, and I'm glad that Dave spoke, because I need to settle down with my giggling.
Please settle down.
Settle down.
Anyway, yeah.
So, Matt, it is your turn to do a report.
It is, yeah.
You've been researching this
So long.
At the Sydney airport, on the plane, in the taxi ride here, when you got here, made us wait an hour, now here we are. So,
yeah.
We're expecting greatness from Stuo.
With the fluo.
Stuo with the fluo. Yeah, so my question to you, did you just say how we start with a question?
No, well, we do start with a question. Guys, if you haven't caught up, it's episode 35, come on.
Yeah, why are you starting at 35?
What about the new listeners? Well, because they've read this topic. Oh, true,
because they might have seen the topic. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Dave, do the spiel, explain what the podcast is, guys, if they haven't already turned off based on us talking about nonsense.
Well, we take it in turns to do a report, talk the talk on a certain topic that the other two don't know what is going to be said about. Matt, it is your turn. You always go into our hat, which is our listener-suggested sort of compile.
Mm-hmm.
A little archive of what you guys have tweeted and emailed in.
I'm wearing the hat. I always wear the hat.
He's always wearing the hat. It makes it very difficult for me to get in there.
Yeah, I can never get in the hat.
I'm a hat hog, but you guys are always welcome to come by. I'll dip my lid, lift the lid, and let you in.
And we always start with a question to get on topic. So that was what Matt was going to go into. Matt.
Take it away.
Yeah, you ready for the question?
I'm ready.
So ready.
Here's the question.
Okay.
And you know how my questions are often great. Well, this time's no exception.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Great question. First word for a question, yeah. I've got to say.
What was the biggest mystery in rural England in the 12th century?
Oh, obviously.
Arguably, I should say. What was arguably...
Because there's so many spring to mind. Mm. Angels in the Outfield.
Was it
The mystery of
why they cast Mel Gibson? Was
what?
William Wallace. I'm trying to think of things that happened in rural England in the vaguely 12th century.
Wow.
Braveheart?
Braveheart. That's not even England.
Yeah, but
Scotland.
But no. Fighting, but rural.
Freedom!
It's so rural England that it becomes a new country called Scotland. Am I right?
Oh.
Saved it. Thank
you. I love when he does that smug. That smug eyebrow raise.
Smug eyebrow, head wobble.
Yeah, he loves it.
The brows are down now, but they're coming back.
All right, Matt, we obviously have no idea.
12th century. Is there any hint that we'll get, or is it like a thing that we probably won't have heard of?
Well, I don't know how much you've been looking at the hat. You may have heard of it from the hat.
Mm.
I told you I can't get a glimpse in there.
Oh, yeah, right, that's true.
He's dipping his lid.
He's lifting the lid. I can see so many secrets.
I can't see anything from the 12th century.
I can see the light
coming out.
Yeah, Dave, don't go towards the light.
All right, this week's topic is the Green Children of Woolpit.
The Green Children of Woolpit.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but I'm assuming it's something... Was this parodied on The Simpsons?
Come on, it's got to be.
I think it was an X-Files parody.
Was it? No, they did another... Anyway, okay.
You keeps promising a Simpsons episode coming up. Is that still coming?
This pen doesn't work because Matt...
Keep asking for one. And then, Matt, you tell me that I should do it, but... All right, I will do it. I will do one.
You're feeling too much pressure.
I feel the pressure now because I'm a big Simpsons fan.
I think you'll do it justice. I believe in you.
I just love the jokes, though. I don't know too much of the back, but maybe that'll be the fun part.
That'll be
learning the backstory. Yeah, cool.
Did I tell you I was down in Tassie and we caught up with a couple of listeners?
Oh, let's give him a shout out.
Dan, who put the Simpsons in the hat, he was asking when you were getting onto it. I said I told him, and I thought I wasn't lying. I said you were working on it.
Oh dear. All right, Dan. This is a real kick up the ass.
Yeah, good.
And also Russell, who's a super nice guy as well. He's sent in some good... So obviously, it was nice to get down there. And Lonnie. They came for you guys to get down.
Yeah.
You guys should go
get
down.
Get down.
I think we might do our first ever live episode from Launceston.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, why not?
That would be cool.
We could do Launceston as the first topic. Or Tassie.
Oh. That would be cool.
Which is a state in Australia for...
Yes, yeah, so it's an island state off the big mainland.
Which we do kind of need to mention because a couple of weeks ago we asked people to let us know where they were listening from and we've had huge responses.
Oh my goodness.
And people are scattered all over the place, which is so exciting for us.
We're ticking most continents.
Yeah, it's really cool.
No Antarctica. What the fuck?
What the fuck, penguins? There aren't penguins there.
Yeah, they're penguins.
And Antarctica?
Yeah.
Definitely penguins.
Arctic, they're not. That's where the polar bears
okay,
are.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking no polar bears in
Antarctica. No polar bears. Well, they're not really anywhere anymore, poor bastards.
Well, fair enough.
Wowzers.
And I just realised this topic, this is the first one we've had a double. This is their second suggestion that's had an episode done. This is Venobly at Rewind Turtle.
Oh, Rewind Turtle!
Cool.
Also had the Turkmenbashi episode,
which was a great topic,
a brilliant topic. So based on the
expecting great,
yeah,
things.
Based on previous recommendations, and also congratulations on the first repeat suggestion, making it to the pod.
Amazing.
Sentences are hard, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Well, let's just rewind that turtle and...
oh, God.
So what's the topic again?
Green children.
The green children of Woolpit.
I'm writing it down because it's confusing. Okay.
I love it.
Green children of Woolpit.
I would definitely say this is a better topic than it is going to be an episode, but... It's,
what makes you say that?
Well, I mean... It's a bit loose on information, so I reckon if we were there for it,
uh-huh.
and we could have chatted to the kids themselves,
sure.
in the 12th century,
yeah.
But hey, isn't that the case with all of our podcasts? You know, if we were there,
yeah,
you know, like true. if we were in the Beatles,
yeah,
my Beatles
true.
Report would be a lot better.
How good would it have been?
Well, you would have had a couple of stories to tell, I reckon.
Right, but instead I didn't. I had nothing to tell.
Now, when you put it like that. That does make me feel a little better.
Good.
Because I was coming in here kicking myself, literally, on the
ankle. I watched you. I was like, what are you doing, buddy? Why are you kicking yourself?
Why weren't you there in the 12th century talking to the green children?
I know.
You piece of shit.
Yeah, you dog. You sick dog.
You sick, low dog. Anyway.
So tell us about the green children of Woolpit.
Well, in around mid-12th century, during the troubled reign of King Stephen of England...
Stephen?
Yeah, I've never heard of that guy.
That's a shit king name.
Question number one. Is that with a V or a
PH?
Oh,
yeah, big question.
PH.
Mm. PH. King Stephen of England. Is that like Stephen the First or is he the last? First and last?
I think he might be the first and last. I think
King Stephen is a dumb name.
I think that was just...
Not Stephen. Don't have a problem with Stephen at all. I quite like the name Steve.
King Stephen feels
king
like...
King Stephen.
Yeah, he would have been played by...
somebody was so wussy.
If there was a movie remake, he would have been made by like Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
that sort of thing. Oh, it's King Stephen. Look at him. He's an American, and he's the king. I'm pretty much just doing the storyline of King Ralph, but he's an American and he's a king because all the other family died in a weird photo accident.
Is that perfect? Yes, yep, you're spot on.
Good.
So I'm sorry to any Stevens out there. I don't have a problem with your name. I quite like your name, but not as a king. It's like Queen Jess sounds dumb.
Yeah, that does sound a bit silly.
Sounds dumb.
Yeah, it does.
See, King David. Whoa.
Thank you,
Colin. Even King Matthew. Pretty sick.
Yeah.
King Jessica. Not a thing.
Yeah, well, not yet, but bloody hell.
To tell you what.
That's those bloody PC police. Yeah.
Those bloody greenies get their way, am I right?
Yeah.
What a queen, King Jessica's. We'll all be King Jessica.
Yeah.
We'll all have one name and no one will get offended.
And that, Jessica will be a dog as well, because like, dogs will end up being allowed to be kings if we.
Because if we bloody, let. If we let
this rot set in.
If we let women be kings, next it's the bloody dogs.
So in the. During the troubled reign of King Stephen.
I love you've prefaced that with the troubled reign. We were already doubting King Stephen. Now it's a troubled reign.
Yeah. Well, look,
he's lost me.
I think I've taken that directly off a man who I'm leaning on relatively heavily for this report.
The biography of King Stephen. He described his reign as troubled.
Yeah,
which is troubling. I'll be honest.
And he was talking it up. So,
but I like to imagine like the trouble is just that he just can't get rid of all the snakes in his castle. It's like, I got snake issues.
Another one.
Every cupboard he opens up, there's just flying out of there.
So you say castle or castle? I say castle, but I just said castle then.
Castle. Castle.
I would say castle.
I'm a castle man.
Yeah.
Castle. Dave? The castle. It's the film.
The castle.
So.
Castle. Mm-hmm.
The show, say, castle.
And I say Newcastle for a
Newcastle.
City.
Newcastle. Yep, it's castle. I'm sorry that I said castle, everybody.
So the guy, Brian Horton's a guy I read a bit of, and he...
Is he Brian with a Y or an I?
With an I. He spells it wrong.
Nah,
no,
what? I think that's sort of the...
But he describes Stephen's reign as troubled, so I'm only basing it on that.
Great.
That and the fact that he had too many snakes. But other sources have actually said that it was during the reign of King Henry II, who was the following king.
And that's a perfectly good king name.
You happy with that?
Yeah.
Happy with Henry. Happy to have that 8 times, are you?
Yeah.
That's how good that is.
That's weird, but is it only because it's been 8 times that you're happy
maybe
with
it?
Maybe
I'm just used to it.
Yeah.
And maybe I just hadn't heard of King Stephen. Maybe it'll grow on me. Ask me again at the end of the episode.
King right. Steve. Stevie.
Stevie boy.
Stevie boy.
Steve. King Steve. I'm sorry.
During the harvest, reapers working the local fields of Woolpit, which is the small town in Suffolk.
So it was in Suffolk, right.
The reapers found 2 children, a boy and a girl. They found them by a wolf pit, which is where the town got its name, Woolpit. I don't wonder why it wasn't called Wolf Pit.
What's a wolf pit?
Like a
good question. What do you reckon?
I was thinking a pit of wolves.
Basically, I think if the pit has done its job, then it will be a pit of wolves.
Is it supposed to cat?
It's
is it
going
a
to
trap
them? Yeah.
Ah, I kind of thought more like where little wolves would make their home.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Because
well, once they're trapped,
lost in there,
as they starve to death. I don't know what they do with the wolves. I wonder if it was to catch them to use them for meat, fur, or
it's probably to stop them from eating their
sleds,
stuff.
Or yeah, just to
pulling sleds, probably.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
inside the wolf pit, they found two kids.
2 kids, yeah.
Inside the wolf pit.
Beside.
Beside it.
These 2 kids looked completely normal, except for a couple of things. The first one, which I reckon you could probably guess from the title of the show.
Okay, hang on. Let's guess, Dave.
They looked happy that they hadn't fallen in the wolf pit. Wolf pit.
Of them had 1 brown eye, 1 blue eye.
No.
Okay. Now we get this.
Oh, potentially.
One of them was bigger than the other because it had a growth spurt.
But they were different ages. Oh, they were twins.
No.
Okay. Now we're closer though, I reckon. Are we getting close?
No.
Jaundice.
it's more yellow.
Yeah.
First one, their skin was completely green.
Completely green. So I'm surprised.
Yeah. But and I'm wondering what kind of, like, did they look painted? Were they...
Yeah, well, because it's so long ago that it's not known 100%.
Or they just had a
some people
of
reckon
green.
That maybe even the language has changed over the years and that green back then might have been a bit more yellowy than what it means now. But also people say green like a leaf.
Wow, that's quite green.
Which is quite green. Unless, of course, we're talking like a red leaf.
Yeah, it's
not green at all.
Or a skin-coloured leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's autumn and they're kind of a yellow.
Sounds very confusing.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, there's so many different factors here, isn't there?
Second, their clothing was nothing like the reapers had ever seen before. It was like it was not of their time.
Earth?
Or earth, their place or time. It was just weird clothing. And thirdly, they did not speak English. In fact, they spoke a language that was completely unknown to the local residents.
Oh, wow, this is intriguing, I've got to say.
And I'm also, we're recording this at night, and I hope it doesn't get too spooky.
Nah.
Is there like a description of their clothes? Like, what are they wearing?
I want to know.
Is it like,
just a tin foil suit?
Tin
like
foil.
Little spacemen.
Yeah, they wore...
Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Matching Hawaiian shirt. Wow, that's crazy.
That would have...
And jodhpurs.
Quite crazy. Yeah.
Just wait until the 90s, because this is going to slay.
Yeah, no, that's what they were wearing.
Cool. Good job, Dave.
The children wandered around bewildered for quite a few minutes once the reapers saw them.
I've got to say, Reaper, that's a very terrifying name.
It is, isn't it? That's why I quite like it.
Just a harvesting farmer. Yeah. Is that what that means?
Yeah, they're just reaping the harvest, the crops.
Wow, this sounds...
Reaper.
Like...
Yeah, the grim
sounds
reapers.
Pretty grim, too.
Yeah. Pretty grim.
It sounds pretty grim.
So they, yeah, they the Reapers sort of observed them wandering around for a bit before they got them and took them to the village.
They got them.
They got them.
They got them. We got them.
I got them.
I reaped them.
We got them.
I reaped them real good.
Put them in a sack and they took them to town. Because no one could...
just chucked them over their shoulder in a sack. And they're just speaking like some unknown language. It's all gobbledygook to me, mate.
Sorry, Dave. Could you repeat that? I didn't quite catch
it. All right, mate. Are you having a good time in the sack? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I think he's saying he's loving it.
He loves the sack. He loves the sack. I think we could all learn a thing or two from...
What's the girl saying? Oh, okay, similar.
She loves the sack as well. Maybe we could put him in the same sack. Save on sacks. Please do go on. Or, as he would say,
Because no one could understand the language that they were speaking, they were taken to Sir Richard de Calne, perhaps. They thought he might be the man with the answers.
Because he also spoke...
Well, maybe, but no, he didn't. He also didn't he didn't recognise the language either. And he...
But is he sort of like the town genius?
He was just a knight. He was your local knight.
He's your local knight.
We better take him to the knight.
I'm just going to pop down to the knight.
From one account I read that they had to pass through a few other like elders and stuff to get to him. So there must have been some reason why they thought he might be the guy to take him to.
You have passed the first test. Now you may speak to the priest.
What are the steps?
Seven tests.
The first one's just like a town elder, then a priest.
Yeah, then a priest. You got to get the blessing of the priest.
And then is there another step before you get to Sir Richard?
Yeah, it's a snake woman.
A snake woman.
Made of snakes.
Made of snakes.
What?
She is the part of the problem with King Stephen, I've got
to
say.
Yeah, fair enough. And then you get to speak to Sir Richard.
Yep.
Cool. Wow. Well, they really wanted to solve the case of these green kids.
A room with a really long table and he's just sitting at one end.
I've been expecting you.
And he's reading like a little book, taking notes.
Mm-hmm. He's got a fluffy cat and he's stroking it. No, that's a Bond villain. Sorry.
Well, he was before his time.
Yeah.
I'm picturing Sir Richard Branson for some reason. Probably the Sir Richard thing. For some reason. I can't figure out what it is.
He was the Richard Branson of his day.
When they got there, the kids broke into tears and refused to eat any food that was brought to them.
So they're fussy.
Yeah.
Fussy eaters.
Fuck. The kids, we gave them the best mash we've got.
What did they say?
You can probably hear it, but he's shaking his head as he says that.
That's a definite, I hate this mash.
Yeah.
Fuck your mash.
Fuck your mash. My mum made the mash better.
Probably, they're saying... no, it looks great, but I just ate by the wolf pit.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Couldn't have another bite. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're so generous. Oh, what a great host.
Wow, this kid is really rude.
It's so rude. So rude.
Don't say that in front of Sir Richard Branson, please. No.
How embarrassing.
Actually, I flew with Virgin today, so that makes sense. Maybe that's why he's in
Clang.
You got Richard on the brain.
Yeah, dick brain.
he called himself a dick brain.
Got him. Got himself. He offered all the different kinds of food and they wouldn't take anything over several days.
Scalloped potatoes. Mashed potatoes. Just a steamed potato in a jacket.
Raw potato.
Raw potato. Potato chips.
No.
Potato gems.
Ahead of their time.
Mm-hmm.
These kids.
They were just waiting for a kosher meal.
So far, I'm hungry because all of those things sound bloody delightful. And if I was at somebody's castle and they were offering me any of those items, I would be more than happy. You know?
Wow.
These kids.
I mean.
Yeah, the secret is that they're on a carb-free diet. It was just...
But they couldn't communicate
that. Carb after carb after carb.
You'll never hear Jess say blah, 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 when someone offers a potato gem.
Definitely not. I'm not a monster. And I've never been on a carb-free diet. And I'm going to go on record now and say, I will never be on a carb-free diet.
Hey, you stay strong.
Thank you.
Good on you.
Carbs are my favourite food.
Stick to that carb.
Thank you. I will.
Do you, I, if You know how when you eat too much, there's like a thing, if you eat too much carrot, you turn orange. Mm-hmm. I would bring these kids green food because maybe that's why they're green.
See, that's very clever.
It's very clever, Dave.
Bit of green jelly, frog in the pond. That's what they wanted. Toad in the hole.
But the frog green would have to jelly. Be a peppermint Freddo, right?
Now you're thinking.
Yeah. Now we're getting
like,
somewhere.
But like skinned it.
Yeah, just the goo.
Just the goo.
Just got a little thing of goo in the middle of the jelly. For any international listeners, should we explain what a frog in a pond is?
I think that's quite...
I thought that might have been...
Is that a thing?
Oh,
I think
maybe
that's English.
Not.
I thought that was something we did.
No, that's an English thing, isn't
it?
Oh,
that's right then.
No, that's a... Are you thinking of a toad in the hole?
What's that?
I don't know.
Is it not the same thing?
It might be the same thing.
What's a... You said that.
Are Freddo frogs not Australian?
I thought they are Australian. It's a chocolate frog inside some jelly, so it looks like there's a frog in a pond.
Is that bizarre?
It's a horrible...
And I hated it because it makes the chocolate weird.
Yeah, none of that's
good. I hated
good.
Frog in a pond.
But I love jelly.
Love jelly. And love Freddos. Keep them separate. Can I have my frog on the side?
Yeah. Hold the frog.
Hold the frog in the pond, but can I have the frog on the side?
Just a... Can I get just a one pond?
Just a pond, thanks.
Just a pond.
I would like a pond that's suffered... Under global warming, please.
I will have a pond sans frog.
Okay. All right. Hey, whoa.
Really thought that would get more from you guys.
Sans.
Sans laughter, please.
I'll have my joke sans laughter.
Thank you.
I think we can do that for you, Jess. So, yeah, I took them over days and days.
They're not eating anything.
Wouldn't eat anything.
Shit. It's not good.
No, it's
but
not.
Then, Dave, as you said, eventually they were offered... Fresh produce in the form of raw green beans.
Oh my!
Including the stalk and everything, and they apparently grabbed them and tried to eat the stalk.
I wasn't mucking around.
They were sort of trying to peel the stalk and stuff, and eventually they were shown like the beans are in here, and they'd eat the beans. They love the green beans.
Beans in here. Loving it.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Yeah.
Love beans. Shit, this kid loves beans.
I shall call him Beans.
Bean. Mr. Bean.
Is this about Mr. Bean?
He is, because he's like an alien.
Yeah.
You know, at the start of the episode, he sort of comes from in that spotlight. And people think about, is he from outer space?
He could be, right? He's like an alien, sort of like an outside character.
Wow.
He's like a fish out of pond.
Frog out of the pond.
He's like a frog out of pond. Thanks for the sans laughter, Jeff.
I'm just trying to settle down.
I'm happy that they're eating.
So they're beans. Eating green, and they actually supposedly survived on the green beans for weeks.
Wow.
It's got to explain the green skin. Yeah. Right?
Well, not necessarily. They didn't know how to eat the green beans until they were showed how.
True, but maybe they'd eaten something else green. And yeah, so they were like, oh, this looks familiar.
This reminds me of
what I was eating, broccoli.
Yeah.
As time passed, Jess, the boy who was believed to be. The younger of the two became what they, I think, translates to being depressed.
Aww.
And he died.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He didn't survive too long.
Turns out a bean diet's not so good for you.
Oh, but it's so sad that he just got depressed and died.
Yeah,
like
it is really
like
sad.
Like a sad
without,
animal.
Without it being able to be understood by the majority of people
in
a weird place.
Is there like sort of estimates or guesses at how old they are vaguely? Okay, they're sort of like six, or they're
like quite
sort of
young. From the artist impressions that I've seen, they look like under 10.
Oh wow,
quite young.
That is sad.
That is so sad, and so strange.
He died after just starting to. He just started trying some other foods. Apparently,
Should have stuck to the beans.
Yeah, but his sister, she was made of. Tougher stuff, some have said, and she was able to adjust to her new life. In time, she got baptized, so she got Christianified. Her skin slowly lost the original green colour, and she became a healthy woman.
What?
Yeah, that's what happened. Normal. I mean, that's pretty normal for
a girl to become a woman
in time.
Hang on. No, back that up.
What? I'm not a girl.
Not yet a woman.
Woman.
There's a lot of pauses here.
Was this the sound?
All I need is time. A moment that is mine.
Matt, do you know that this is Britney
now
Spears?
Now I'm in between.
It was from a movie she was in.
Crossroads. I'm not a girl, don't make me want to believe. Don't remember the words. All I need.
Funny
is
that you're singing them. All right.
All right.
She was taught to speak English.
Oh, an interesting choice on their part.
Mm-hmm. And
No. It's pronounced pineapple. Oh, she's got it.
You might be wondering, how do we know all this? How do we know
how
all this stuff?
How do we know all this, Matt?
Well, there were two main sources, and they were both from the 12th century, which makes sense. The first is William of Newburgh, who was an English historian and monk from Yorkshire.
He's a monk. What's his name?
His name is William of Newburgh.
Newburgh.
Or Newborough. Newburgh. If it's Edinburgh, it'd be Newborough, right?
Yeah.
His work is a history of England from 1066 to 1198, and it was called Historia Rerum Anglicarum, which I think is Latin for History of English Affairs.
Mm.
Oh, that sounds saucy.
Yeah. So it was, apart from the story about the grandchildren, it was mainly just like about Fergie and Charles. And
he's real gossipy.
A lot of backdoor
shenanigans.
Diana and
Fodi Al-Fayed. Fodi? Dodi.
Dodi.
Great.
A good old Fodi.
Rest in peace. The other source is Ralph of Coggeshall.
Great.
Who was also a monk. They all were back then, I think. Who wasn't, you know?
And monk it up.
Monk it up.
I do enjoy the name Ralph.
Do you?
Ralph. We were talking about Ralph. King Ralph just before.
One of my favorites.
You like the name Ralph?
I really like it.
Is it because it's a vomit word?
What's a vomit word?
Ralph. Like it's, I'm going to Ralph.
Oh, a word for?
For vomiting.
I said it weird, but
it's a vomit word.
I probably gave you enough to piece that together.
Yeah. It's a vomit word.
I wasn't sure if that was a thing, I just didn't know. So it's a synonym for vomit.
Synonym is what we were looking for.
Yeah, please. Or if we're speaking the green child language. And I just love the name Ralph. It's just a cool name.
Okay, well, we can...
Is it Ralph Magazine?
Yeah, is that it?
Is that... You associate it with Ralph Magazine.
That's it.
You dirty boy.
Give me that hand.
Oh, not again. Ow! He's Ralphed me.
I like how we don't have to do that for a podcast. I could have just clapped it myself, but it felt good to hit you.
It felt
good to watch it.
It felt painful to have it.
So Ralph, the other monk, his work also talked about the green children, and it was called Chronicon Anglicanum, which means English Chronicle.
Oh!
I would have just called it that if I was him.
Nah, Chronicon's pretty sick.
Yeah, and I don't... Maybe those words didn't
exist. I am Chronicon.
It's a great word.
Chronicom Anglicanum.
Because it's a Transformer, by the way.
Some sort of Japanese anime.
Yeah, Chronicon.
Both authors did record the incident many years after it was supposed to have taken place. Not hundreds of years, but years. Like, decades.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know... Hmm. It's like often, you know, when stories take a little while to be written,
you lose some of the deets.
Mm.
I think they just get better with age.
Ralph...
Like a wine or cheese or Matt Stewart.
Ah, thank you. Wait, what are you saying about...
Matt, are you blushing?
Young me.
He was shit.
Yeah.
Ralph lived in Essex, which was a neighbouring county to Suffolk. Man, I like how English, like... England invented English, right? But they...
Oh, boy.
They don't pronounce words right, for the most part. Suffolk should be pronounced Suffolk, but they say Suffolk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Et cetera.
Very good.
Don't go on.
You're building a strong argument.
That's an observation.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
I think that's...
Well, I mean, we live in Melbourne... And it should be probably pronounced Melbourne.
Born. Yeah.
So maybe that's just a thing people do.
Yeah.
I take it all back. Sorry, England. So yeah, Ralph lived just over from Suffolk. So he had direct access to the people involved. Because he was, you know, there was overlap in the time.
He could just pop over.
And hey-o. He...
Hello, I'm Ralph.
In his Chronicon Anglicanum, he stated that he heard the story from Richard de Calme himself.
Richard Branson.
Yeah. Sir.
Sir Dick.
And, William of Newburgh was living in the remote Yorkshire monastery, which would have made it a lot harder for him to have any first-hand knowledge of the events. But he did use contemporary historical sources, and in his work he stated that, "I was so overwhelmed by the weight of so many and such competent witnesses."
Mm-hmm. It's a very good impression.
Thank you. I nailed it. That's exactly how he sounds.
It's a great impression of someone we can never, ever hear what they sound like.
All right, Dave.
Fuck it. I'm sorry about him, Matt.
What did we say before we started rolling? Check your attitude at the door or fuck off.
He's such a diva lately, isn't he?
Yeah, more deviant with his bloody Ralph magazines.
Good one.
Bloody little... Got his little hands around his little pecker.
Oh, no. This is a family podcast. I do like how on iTunes every episode has the E for explicit.
Oh.
Mainly because of you, Jess. You're swearing.
Right, do they listen and rate it individually? No. Or do we choose that?
I think we just chose that just in case to give us the license to talk about my pecker. We put the E on.
Well, that's it's a little bit.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it's mostly my swearing because a lady shouldn't swear or speak over the gentleman
or be a king.
Ladylike.
That's me.
I remember hearing that as a kid on occasions, you know, teachers saying...
It's not ladylike?
That's not very ladylike. What a fucking... Doesn't that sound like from another... I mean, it was another century. It was in the 90s, but still very bizarre that was so recent. It's not very ladylike. Anyway.
I used to hate it when they told me that. God. I was really offended.
Well, put your pecker away.
Well, I was just proving you that I'm not bloody ladylike.
Can a lady do this?
Woo, 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 woo. Impressed? Yes, you are. Mrs. Field, my grade 2 teacher.
Oh,
why did you have to make it so real?
Why are you sexually assaulting your teacher?
Oh, no.
You Nazi sympathiser with your little pecker.
Oh, only one of those things is true. And I'll let the listener decide. Well, imagine not decide. They're not going to decide my opinion or penis size. You don't have the right.
No, too late, Dave. We had a poll on your poll.
We have another poll. That's the next Twitter poll on my poll.
Oh, no. I don't like this at all.
Who do you reckon has the biggest pecker on the podcast?
I win
from
again.
The sound of our voices, Jess wins.
Alrighty. Sorry to send us down there into Dave's pants.
I regret nothing.
I regret it all.
So having learned how to speak English, the girl, not yet a woman, or maybe she was, I have no idea. She was later questioned about her past.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
She was only able to relate vague details about where they'd come from. And how, I mean, it takes a while to learn a language, so there must have been some time that had passed.
Yeah, good point. Because I was about to say, like, I like that they assimilate her into their little game. They're like, by the way, what the fuck?
Yeah. That thing back there where you're all green.
Remember when we found you? By that was kind of weird. Care to elaborate?
I mean, we're the ones with the wolf pits. Okay, we'll take that. But you were green. So, I mean, we both had some stuff going on.
Wonder what they named her.
Ah, well, they don't know for sure, but there's someone recently had a theory on that.
Okay. Someone recently had a guess.
And they reckon...
Toby.
They
Toby,
reckon yeah. that...
They went through names that it wasn't. Toby, I reckon it wasn't Toby. I reckon it wasn't Trent. Probably not Trent. It
probably wasn't Christopher.
Well, they reckon figured out who she might have been and that person was named...
Queen Elizabeth the First.
What does it start with?
A.
Abigail.
No.
Anna.
Amelia.
No.
Anne.
No.
Allison.
No.
Ariel.
It's a Simpsons character's name.
Anastasia. No. That was my pre-guess before the Simpsons.
Oh, no, no.
Abraham.
No. It's a lady.
I can't think of any other A names.
Older.
Agnes.
Yes.
Oh, damn it. Well done, Dave.
Agnes. Now, there's a name you don't hear anymore.
You know, that sounds like a vomit word.
Set your watch to.
That sounds like a vomit word. Agnes.
Agnes. I've got to chuck an Agnes.
Oh, boy. I just had a big old Agnes.
But that's a modern interpretation.
Yeah, that's a relatively recent guess at it, or, you know, guesstimate.
Mm-hmm.
Is it based on any?
Well, yeah, they think they figured out based on that time and
oh, like people referencing each other and
yeah,
she was probably the Agnes.
Probably,
of
but
the
it's,
town.
But it'd be hard to know. I think it's just very hard to know for sure.
But let's call her Agnes to make it a bit more.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
it's just a bit easy to talk about.
Great. So, having learned how to speak English, Agnes was later questioned.
How do you spell Agnes?
A-G-N-E-S.
Yes.
It's important.
we're
stopping the show for.
We've already established English is hard.
Sorry.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether it's your first ever website or your business is expanding, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website and engage with your audience.
Jess, before you jump in, Dave, can you say entrepreneurs again? It sounds so good.
Entrepreneurs.
Oh my God.
God, he's good.
Jeez.
If it feels a bit overwhelming to start your own website, don't worry. You can get help with written content on your website with Squarespace AI. Generating instant, personalized results that know and show your brand identity. You explain what your site's about, you choose your tone, you enter what you need, and you get short and long-form text. How cool is that?
Oh my God, can Squarespace just do my life?
It would be good if it could do my taxes.
Hey, you can easily manage your clients and invoices. Two things that I definitely have, from vetting leads to receiving payment via invoices in one streamlined and customizable workflow.
Sorry, Matt, can you pronounce streamlined for me again?
Streamlined.
Beautiful.
Was that closer?
Yeah, in that it was the word.
Okay.
And not streamlined. You can also sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell membership or courses, or you can sell files that your customers can download, like PDFs, music, ebooks.
Right, Jess, can I just get you to say the word courses again?
Courses.
Nailed it. Head to squarespace.com/dogoon for a free trial and to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/dogoon.
Oh my God.
Do go on.
So having learned how to speak English, Agnes was later questioned about her past. She was only able to relate vague... I've said all this. She was only able to relate vague details about where they'd come from, how they arrived in Woolpit. She said that the boy was her brother, which they didn't know for sure, obviously, until she could tell him, and that they had come from the land of St. Martin, where it was perpetually twilight and all the inhabitants were green. She was not sure exactly where her homeland was, but it was just over from a what she described as luminous land that could be seen across a wide river separating the two places.
Okay, so you've only just learned English, but you're dropping words like luminous.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive,
Agnes.
Bullshit, Agnes.
I can't think of a time I've ever dropped luminous in a sentence. You know, just casually describing something. Oh, bloody luminous it was. Okay, I'm starting to understand why people see that I turn on things. Because I've just... Sorry,
I
guess.
You ripped Agnes a new one.
No, I think she had it coming. I don't think anyone ever goes, they don't deserve it. I think they say, geez, Jess turns. But just the right amount.
Yeah, she says what we're all thinking.
Right time, right amount of turn, 180 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So have people at the time or since, do they sort of get those things and put them all together and be like, oh, she's from...
Yeah, well, I'll talk about those, some potential explanations in a sec.
Mm-hmm.
According to Ralph...
Ralph!
Agnes recounted...
You're ruining Ralph for me, I'm going to be honest.
According to Ralph, Agnes recounted that one day they were looking after their dad's livestock, cattle or whatnot, in the fields, and had followed them into a cave. From there, they heard a loud sound of bells. Following the sound, they wandered through the darkness until they arrived at the mouth of the cave, where they were blinded by the glaring sunlight which they had never seen before. In a daze, they lay down for a long time before they were snapped out of it by the noise of the reapers. Scared, they rose and tried to escape, but they couldn't find the entrance of the cavern again, and they were caught by the reapers.
Wow.
Yeah, that's quite a story, right? William's account is slightly different. Doesn't have the bells. And it says that while they were tending to the animals, they heard a loud noise, and basically the next thing they knew, they came to by the wolf pit.
But did he talk about a cave?
I don't think he mentioned the cave.
Wow.
There were caves in that area, so yeah.
It's this place has everything. They've got caves. They've got wolf pits.
They got wolves.
They got green kids.
They got...
potatoes.
They got Ralph.
They got Ralph. What more do you need?
Honestly, nothing.
Technically, they don't have Ralph. Ralph lives elsewhere, but...
God, you're a killjoy.
You're a bloody kill Ralph.
Here... yeah.
yeah.
Here is some...
Fuck Ralph.
Yeah, fuck Ralph.
Yeah.
With your little pecker, Dave.
We're going to have to put two explicit signs on this episode.
Sorry, everyone, who we're being too silly for. I'm not that sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm not at all.
Hey, here are some potential explanations.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of theories. Obviously, something weird like this is going to have a lot of theories over 800 years or whatever it's been. Some of them are that the children originated from a hidden world inside the earth. And
okay.
That's kind of been a theory. I mean, that'd be like the cave being the entrance, like somehow. Yeah. And they, like some of them are pretty fanciful. Just to give you a bloody heads up. But, you know.
All right. Well, when you start talking the fantasy ones, I'll but please do go on about this middle of the earth one.
Well, because the idea, I guess, is that they'd never seen sunlight properly, right?
Sure. So when
so
they
that was that was kind of where that theory came from.
Yeah, fair enough.
And they're like, "Where's the only place where there's no sun? The middle of the earth."
Still doesn't explain why they're green.
Well, I think that one also just thinks that they're a different race of people, different species.
Yeah, but a different race of people, like their skin wouldn't then change to. Because then she just went not green as she grew up.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe not race or whatever. They're just different. It's a different civilization. And they, whatever they do in their diet, maybe their lack of light or their, whatever their diet is, I guess, probably would be what? Fact. Bloody nutted that one on the head.
Next question.
Science. Boom.
Another theory is that they had somehow stepped through a door from a parallel dimension.
Okay, well, we're getting a little bit more fanciful.
No, I'm interested to hear this. From another dimension.
Yep, that's the end of this.
So, I mean, they stepped through like a door from another dimension.
How big
I mean, that's kind of, that's pretty much the theory.
Mm-hmm.
Great, well, I see zero flaws in that, so we're going to pick that one.
Well, can you, maybe you could fill it out a bit. What are you thinking?
Well,
I don't know. I think in this about alternative dimensions.
Well, fortunately, I am an expert.
Great. That's why I was asking Dave, Jess.
I'm sorry.
There's no way.
I'm so sorry.
Obviously.
I'll let the men speak. I'm so sorry.
Do you reckon that maybe in another dimension, this girl was the fifth Beatle?
Dave.
That's my theory.
Yeah, that's probably right.
It's not a bad theory. Or she was Gumby's...
Dad.
Weird dimension, this one.
Weird one. It's weird.
It's like that old series Sliders. You ever see that?
Yeah, I remember Sliders.
Oh, rings a bell.
It was that guy from Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah. Which one was it?
Jerry Connell. Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah, it was Jerry O'Connell. And he
I remember one episode. They were, and so every episode was them sliding through into different dimensions. And they were all like similar to Earth. And I remember...
the catch is, they're all New York City.
But they're not necessarily, but yeah, they were sort
of... Science fiction on a budget, that is.
But one of the worlds I remember they went to, I don't think they spent the whole thing in, but they went there... And everything was pretty much exactly the same, only the women all had goatees.
I told you, the budget was pretty small for this show. We blew all our budget.
But we do
have this packet of goatees that I found backstage.
This packet of goatees?
There's like 10.
Bloody hell.
There's 10 goatees.
We could have up to 10 women in a scene, which is pretty good.
Because otherwise, if they're in different scenes, you could just chop and change.
Yeah. Chop and change, yeah.
Which seems healthy. That seems pretty fine by OHS.
I think so.
Was Jerry O'Connell like, I just can't handle it. I want to kiss these women, but they've got goatees. What's going on?
Your face is very animated.
Gotta jump back through the slide. No. Did they go down a slide? No.
No, I think it was more just like a wormhole or a portal.
Yeah,
super fun, happy slide. Woo!
But I can't tell you for sure.
That joke was sans laughter, wasn't it?
Well, you talked over it, but at home, they would have probably singled out the audio and they're playing it back in another dimension. Am I right?
Oh, Jeff, so how did you close. Give him that?
Thank you.
You shouldn't have given him that.
Matt was trying to be like, give him nothing, give him nothing. I cracked her.
You did. You cracked the code.
Am I the code? I've always wanted a cool nickname. Is it the code?
Yours is Bop.
Sick.
Bop. Bop's pretty good.
Bop is a great pick. Or JP.
JP.
Where's Bop from again?
The Big Bopper was JP.
Right. That's a good nickname. Good solid foundation for a nickname, that one. Here's another one. This one...
I just
listened to an hour-long interview with this guy, this Scottish astronomer Duncan Lunan.
Great name.
He has a theory. He's a current guy.
He's alive now.
He's currently
a human.
At the time of recording, he was alive.
His theory is that they were aliens and they accidentally arrived on Earth.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
So, and this guy's a proper astronomer.
Yeah. Believe so.
Well, I just that's what makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, I mean that something in that just clicks, right?
It just seems right.
So, I love the accidental part.
Yeah, like, that's what they weren't. And
they fell out of the spaceship because they were playing too close to the door, and their mother kept saying, "Don't place it." Play so close to that door, you'll slip out. Oh, they're gone.
He
into the wolf pit.
So he thought, and I think this probably will get you over the line if you weren't fully on board.
I'm
already on them.
But I'm not.
Okay.
I'm still another dimension, man, but I could be one over.
So he suggested the children were transported to Earth from another planet in error by a malfunctioning matter transmitter.
He's so specific, this guy.
Don't you love that? It's like, this thing I'm making up?
Yeah.
The details. Well, I mean, look at bloody... Harry Potter, you know? The detail. Created our own world.
That's true. That's true.
Except that this is real.
What?
The matter thing happened.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know...
So did Harry Potter.
Possibly in another dimension.
That's true. Boom. No, doesn't that... Yeah, definitely. Like, isn't... Because there's all the other dimensions. Everything that is ever possible has happened, right?
That... I think about that way too much. Because then I think everything is the same, except... One of your beard hairs was in a different position.
Yeah.
And then I think, but then every beard hair in every position and everything else is exactly the same as this reality, except for a billion years, the only thing that's different is that beard hair was up a bit.
What
but
a theory.
They can move.
That freaks me out so much. And then I think about all the different things like...
But every second they're in different
spots
as well.
Yeah, every single second. Or like this episode cuts out for a split second. But this second cuts out in a different reality, then this second, and then this second, and this second. And in another reality, I didn't even mention this sentence, and it was probably better.
Wow.
But in another reality, you mentioned every other possible sentence.
In another reality, does Jess give a fuck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two different realities.
He So in the interview I listened to, which I listened to on the plane on the way back here.
I'm a
On the Virgin plane.
On the Virgin plane.
I was on the plane. I travel for work. I'm on the plane. I'm mad. I travel.
Look, you know, Jess, it's true. Thank you.
It's amazing that you were sort of on the plane hearing him say that out loud.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, Matt, if you could just keep it down. We're all on this plane,
We're
mate.
On the plane.
Hello, welcome to plane.
And the guy, he was great. He sounded like a really smart guy. And
so
you
he
know,
sounded, this theory about the matter thing, he put that across really well.
Well, if I'm being 100% honest, and I'd like to be, I fell asleep during it.
Mm-hmm.
So you found him soothing rather than clever.
I was very tired. But
I'm very tired from my travelling.
But from what you heard and what you remember, he sounded pretty good.
And he offered some great theories. He reckons that the king was probably involved.
I think the king... No, that's you. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
And he reckons King Stephen.
Yeah, he reckons that the king probably was, you know, working on some alien thing or something. And...
right.
Which is a classic King Stephen thing
like
to
the
do.
I think alien stuff was meant to be happening, but this thing was a mistake. Like, it wasn't meant to be a couple of kids. But their king was involved somehow, he reckons. He reckons it went all the way to the top. Probably the Pope as well.
Really?
Mm.
Okay. I kind of feel like when you come up with a theory, you can convince yourself that it's true. And then any sort of evidence he would find, he could point it towards what he wants it to suggest.
But did he point to any evidence or did he say...
Yeah, he did. I just can't. Like, I couldn't put my finger on any of it right now.
Sure, fair enough. But I think...
But the vibe...
That sounds like the interview with him. So, do you have any evidence of this? Yeah, I have. But I just can't put my finger on it right now.
I've got heaps.
He did talk a lot about, like, he did a lot of delving.
Mm-hmm.
I've delved into some things.
He's got a Scottish accent, though, right?
He was the one who had the Agnes theory as well.
Oh, right.
So, you know, that's probably
bang on. Yeah.
He also believes that Agnes... may have had a love child with the king.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Well, yep, good. Okay, he had me for a bit.
He never
and
had
king,
me.
Apparently the king came and visited...
Also, the king was a duck.
The king...
Stephen yeah. the duck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brian.
Have you heard this podcast too?
No, not Brian. This is you...
Oh, it's not Brian, sorry. No, what's this guy's name?
This is... he had that cool name.
Is it Chris Carter, the creator of the X-Files? Is that what this guy's name is? But what's this?
Duncan Lunan.
Duncan, okay.
The fact that he has the word loon in his surname does worry me slightly.
Agreed.
Duncan Lunan.
There's a theory, another theory is that arsenic was the reason for the children's green skin.
Does that make you green?
Apparently. Do you know the Babes in the Wood folktale?
No, please enlighten us.
It concerns a medieval earl who was the uncle and guardian of two young children, a boy and a girl.
I'm seeing some similarities,
me
please.
Me too.
In order to inherit their money, the uncle hires two men to murder them in the woods, but the hitmen are unable to go through with it, and they abandon them in the woods.
More like shit man.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a high five.
Where they eventually die of starvation.
Oh.
Well, the hitman did their job.
There's a...
Just didn't get paid for it.
They just told me I killed him.
It's probably a more brutal way to go, really.
Yeah.
Starvation.
Jeez, shit man.
Thanks a lot, shit man.
There's a local variation of this folktale from the Woolpit area.
Do all folktales have to have a moral? Because what's the moral there?
Yeah, there isn't one.
Well, it's fucking, yeah.
Good, okay.
Just
so what's
do
the...
it.
That's where Nike
Live
got
your
there.
Life.
That's Nike.
Nike slogan.
Sorry, it's all day I dream about sport. Is that it?
What?
It's Puma Runners. No Fear.
No Fear.
Mambo. Farting dog.
It's farting. It's a
it's a dog, dog farting.
Dog trumpet.
What's the local variation?
The local
of just do it.
The local variation.
Have a go.
Has the children surviving?
Stop putting it off, would you?
The local variation has the children surviving an attempted arsenic poisoning, and emerging into the Woolpit Heath where they're found by the Reapers, right? So it's kind of a similar story.
Yeah, yeah.
So the hitmen take them out and try and poison them with the arsenic.
That turns them green.
Yeah. And then they go crazy, so they start speaking like this.
Yeah. So that means they're sort of saying it's like, I guess there's some people don't even believe it happened at all, right? But
so they're saying like, well, we're talking about that folktale and everyone, just because you say the word folktale, you know it didn't happen. So how about this could also be a folktale?
Maybe. I don't know. This one is probably the most popular explanation. It has been put forward by Paul Harris, also only in the last couple of decades. He was suggesting that the kids were children of Flemish merchants who had moved to England. The Flemish are from North Belgium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At that time, there were many Flemish migrants during King Henry II's time. He persecuted the immigrants, which culminated in a battle where thousands were slaughtered. And the theory is that the children had lived near the village of Fornham St. Martin, which is where the St. Martin... They said they were from St. Martin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
So, which was a nearby town. So that's what his theory is, that they were children of Flemish migrants. Their parents had been killed, so they'd been orphaned, and they were living in a nearby town. The village, which was only a few miles from Woolpit, is separated by the River Lark.
Oh, river, ticking the boxes.
Which is, you know, what this theory says is probably the wide river mentioned by Agnes. After their parents had been killed in the conflict, the two Flemish children escaped into dense woodland of Thetford Forest. So they hid there for a while without enough food, and they could have developed chlorosis due to malnutrition, mm-hmm. which can give a greenish tinge to your skin.
So that's a real condition that people still get. Okay, chlorosis.
And he believes that they could have followed the sounds of the church bells of Bury St. Edmunds, which is a church. Eventually emerging at Woolpit, and here in their undernourished state, with their strange Flemish clothes and speaking in the Flemish language, they would have seemed alien to the villagers who had not had any contact with Flemish people. So that's that theory.
That seems the most plausible.
That does seem quite plausible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that totally sounds like a good explanation, but then...
Oh, no. And then he's like, and then the aliens came.
No,
Paul, come on. Paul, you had us. You really had us.
There are some holes in it, and it's still like, that is still seen as like one of the most popular explanations.
According to paulharris.net.
Yeah. one of the problems with it is that Flemish merchants had lived in England for generations around that area.
Oh, so they probably
meaning their language and clothes.
Oh, it wasn't like that far.
Wouldn't have been.
Mm. It's like, oh yeah, that's just those Flemish pants everyone's wearing. They're quite popular.
Especially to Sir Richard Branson and those sort of guys who were, you know, relatively educated and worldly.
Yeah, so
once
Richard would have been like, oh yeah, they're just Flemish guys, relax.
Yeah. But he didn't say that. He didn't say that. He said, fuck, what do we do? Get some beans. I don't know what's happening.
Get him some beans, stat.
Another issue is that Bury St. Edmunds is 40 k's away from Thetford Forest. It's been a crazy walk for a couple of little kids.
That's a crazy walk for it. I'm an adult. I would not do that.
And they also...
in any of these times, I would surely die.
And also...
You would be long dead.
Oh my God. I think about that all the time. And I watch TV shows like Game of Thrones and I think I would just lay down and give up. It's awful. Yeah. It looks horrible. Why are they all struggling to... Like, they're fighting so hard.
No.
Just give up.
Give up.
It sucks.
Peace. Just everlasting peace.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm so tired. Good night.
Good night, yeah. Let the blood drain frometh me. Is that how they talk in Game of Thrones?
Don't like that.
Okay. But also over the 40Ks, you're unlikely to hear church bells ringing.
What's that? Church bells?
My ears are... I got pretty good hearing.
Yeah.
Can you hear a church bell from 40 kilometres?
Even with green,
if you two
malnourished skin.
Shut up for long enough and got me some peace and quiet, I reckon I could.
I reckon. So, but the theory there is the hole that I found in the hole is that they don't have to first start walking because of the bells. They've probably just wandered through a forest, and then when they're about 2 kilometres away, they, there's some bells, let's walk over there.
Yeah.
It's not like you've heard them the whole time.
And you followed the sound of the bells.
Could have been walking for weeks through the forest.
Could be true.
Eating nuts and berries.
And green stuff.
Green stuff.
Grass.
Shrooms.
And another thing, the River Lark is pretty narrow.
And what did the kid say, wide river?
Yeah, they. Oh, what did she say? She called it. She described it as a considerable river.
Ah.
Yeah, but considerable to who? Like, how old are you by now? Have you seen that many rivers, Agnes?
She's dropping luminous.
Yeah, exactly.
She's grown up since then, right? So maybe she's misremembering. That's true. But how do you explain the Flemish stuff? It not being alien. Maybe there was a weird local dialect or something.
See, this is another, like, D.B. Cooper episode in that it's so fascinating, but it's so frustrating. Yeah, unsatisfying is perfect because there's no resolution.
Okay, well, hopefully that's why I thought I'd finish with something that was, you know, slightly more resolution-y. Not to the mystery, but... I mean, no one's 100% sure what happened to Agnes.
I think, well, Duncan Loon thinks he's 100% sure what happened to Agnes.
But yeah, Duncan Loonan, he researched De Carney's history and apparently found that she was given the English name of Angus and married a royal official called Richard Barry.
Who's De Carney?
De Carney's Sir Richard.
Oh, right, sorry. I keep calling him Branson in my mind. So he discovered that she married him.
No, he looked into De Carney's history and found the person he thought most likely to be her.
Oh, to be Agnes, and what happened to her?
And she married a royal official named Richard Barry, B-A-R-R-E, and became Agnes Barr. She eventually led a normal life and, according to Ralph, was a servant.
Ralph Magazine, that is.
Yeah, yeah, according to Ralph.
She was on a centerfold.
According to Ralph
Magazine. According to Ralph, she's a double D.
Hey,
I don't
put
like
put your bloody little pecker away, mate.
Oh, no.
They keep slipping it out.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's funny that, it's funny that you think that's appropriate.
Three explicit E's, please.
So according to Ralph, she became a servant in Sir Richard Branson's household.
On one of his Fijian islands.
She was described as very wanton and impudent. I don't know, what does that mean? Is that a way to finish?
She was trying really hard to master these new words.
Hmm. And that's pretty much it.
Have you looked up what impudent, I don't even know what impudent means. Google that for me.
What's wanton mean?
Oh, you look at both.
Well, it just means you want something.
Ah.
Like, I've got a wanton craving.
I don't think...
So how does that... what is that... She's very wanton.
No, I don't think that's what it means. What?
And what was the other word? Wanton and... Oh, man. My computer is so slow. Impudent. Yeah, sorry. It's not the best formed episode report.
Who's caption? Just as well. That's very good.
What a face.
Sammy just tested positive for gorgeous.
Should we sort of redo that end bit so it doesn't just trail off into this?
That's probably a good idea.
Wanton, deliberate and unprovoked. Or especially of a woman, sexually immodest and promiscuous.
She's a hoe.
Oh.
I don't want to finish on that.
Yeah.
Impudent, not showing due respect for another person. Impertinent. All right, we won't finish with that.
What do you want to finish on? Do you have anything else?
Just say that, like, what we think happened.
Yeah, I think we'll go through them. So that's that's Duncan's theory, is that she became, you know, she married a royal official. What do you reckon?
I love that.
It's all very
in funny. What society is, especially in an old society like that, where everyone's got rankings and things like what sort of royal official is marrying the green woman they found in a field?
Maybe she was a babe.
Well,
she had a great personality.
She was in the
Ralph,
woods.
Was in Ralph Magazine.
Maybe that's she true. Was really funny and they just clicked. There's something about her that's like, for the first time in his life, he felt like he could really open up to someone.
Yeah,
and he can make himself vulnerable and he could connect with somebody, and you know, they formed a trust and a bond. Yeah, laugh at romance, Dave.
I'm
laugh
a little bit
it.
Disappointed with your attitude through the whole show. I mean, you got your little bloody pecker in your hand,
and
you're making these weird calls about how love is dead and royals don't have any feelings.
Well,
he's a bloody...
and she's not good enough for him. Well, you know what? She is good enough.
She is good enough for him. He can see past her weird, hideous green skin, which is cleared right up by this.
Cleared right up. She's a normal skinned person.
Well,
what would you call normal? Yeah,
oh, no. Oh no no no!
Oh no no no!
Now, what do you think, mate? You've done the research on this.
I reckon there's just got to be an explanation. I reckon something like the Flemish thing is right.
Yeah.
Only they.
What if they're another culture?
Yeah, I feel like another
European culture.
Another culture, or
that's
they...
Just that town hadn't had before. Because obviously in the world now, such a global society, but
yeah.
800 years ago, they probably only ever saw the town next door, and that's about it.
Yeah, if that.
And then and maybe they, you know, they were...
God, this is fascinating.
They weren't super educated. Maybe they spoke a local dialect from a small town in a European country.
Maybe they just had like a really chabby voice. They couldn't understand their accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they had really fat faces. Is that what you said? Chubby?
No, chavvy. You know, like
chavvy.
Chav.
Oh, like chav. Yeah, they were wearing fake Burberry clothes. And is that what you mean? Is that what that's all I know it to be chav to be. Our English listeners will know if that's right or not.
Tweet in.
A chav's like a bogan, right?
Yeah, it's just like their term for bogan. Scummy and...
Cool.
Tweet in if you're a chav and you listen to this show.
Always punching down, Dave.
God, little. He's just all at it.
And it's hard for someone so small.
Chavs can also
so
feel love.
I was about to say, are chavs below me?
That's right. A little bit of modesty for
I'm
one.
I'm always punching up. Nah, when you're this good looking, you can say whatever you like.
And there he is again. Okay. All right, well, we have to have a talk to you after the podcast.
Hey, Dave, what are people's... People have described you as looking like a celebrity.
No.
Who was that?
Yeah. I've got a nickname at the office.
Uh-huh.
It's cheese.
Sure.
Cheese, because bechamel sauce is cheesy, and bechamel sounds a bit like Buscemi, and I'm told I look like Steve Buscemi.
Jesus, that's a long stretch for a nickname. That's pretty good.
All right,
long story short. You know what you look like? You look like...
Oh, no. I get this sentence a lot. Hey, you look like... And I'm like, this is never... It's never like, you know what you look like? Ryan Gosling on a bad day, which I would take.
Yeah, of course you would. Fucking hell.
Well, maybe that's what I was about to say, Dave.
Dave.
Good day? Bad day?
Average day. Like average like day. Like the last day of a cold.
Dave.
Last day of a cold.
Yeah.
See, I often get mid-cold.
No, last day of a cold. Right. He's
you're
on the
saying,
stretch, just
Dave.
Wants to have a bit of a lie down.
Matt, please don't unpack what I said.
What you're saying is...
Yes.
That you would be okay if someone said you look like... Someone who is often described as one of the hottest people in the world. You'd be okay with that.
On a bad day.
He's still beautiful.
No, what I'm saying is...
You're a real piece of work, Dave.
What I'm saying is I never get that.
Yeah, no
yeah,
shit.
No, why would you?
Because you know what you do look like? The bad guy from Monsters, Inc. The purple monster thing.
I don't know what that looks like.
I forgot
like.
His name.
Is he Billy Crystal or the other guy?
No, Billy's a good guy.
Oh.
So, anyway, long story short,
you look
short,
like
look
a cartoon
like,
monster.
I look like a monster is the summary there.
/ Steve Buscemi.
I think that character was played by Steve Buscemi.
Oh, that adds up.
This is.
Let's find out.
Well, Dave, I mean, you can have a go back at Jess. Who does she look like there? Ryan Gosling?
On a good day.
Randall, played by Steve Buscemi.
Oh, fucking hell. That is what does it look like? Show me the phone.
This can't be a positive.
What do you reckon?
I think it's just the Steve Buscemi.
That's
got to
be the
maybe
Buscemi
more adult. Connection. Adult.
Is that the same character?
Yeah, it was the first one was him as teenager in Monsters Inc. 2.
Monsters University.
It's the Buscemi connection.
I watched that
it's
in
the
Las
Buscemi
Vegas.
Connection.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
How did this podcast go from the Green Children to what does Dave look like?
Well, you started it, mate.
Did I?
Yeah, because you started talking about how hot you are.
Great.
Cocky.
That always happens.
Anyway.
That always happens. I just butt into a conversation. I talk about how good looking I am and then everyone tears me down. I think mainly because they're threatened.
Oh, God.
By my looks.
Stop it. Well, that for another unsatisfying episode.
Yeah,
that's a very interesting story, though.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it. Did you know about that?
No, I've never heard of it
at all.
Thank you very much, at Rewind Turtle. Oh,
another excellent suggestion.
I'd love to hear listener theories as to where they came from, if anyone's got anything, because I do feel empty with that lack of bloody closure.
Mm. Find us on Facebook and let us know what you think. Because I say Facebook because, like, Twitter limits your characters, you know?
Yeah, we want essays.
Facebook, really tell us your thoughts.
We want book-length answers.
I want dot points, okay?
Or even just a link to a thing that probably gives a better answer than what I found.
Which could be anything.
Oh.
A link to a picture of a sponge.
We'd have more.
But of course.
It was there all along.
Glad we solved that mystery.
Yeah, cool. And... if you do have a just a little moment, it'd be great.
I'm glad you define what mo means.
Well, yeah, because it also means mustache, doesn't it?
I don't have a little mo stash, but I do have many little moments for you,
well,
Maddie.
Well, Jess, if that's the case, do you mind giving us a little 5-star review on iTunes?
Well, I mean, I'd be bloody delighted.
Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. What else, Dave?
You can also, so we're at Do Go On Pod is the handle, but you should also email us, because I know some people aren't on Twitter, so it's dogoonpod@gmail.com. But of course, Rewind Turtles had some great suggestions, but you could have some great suggestions too.
Me? Can I?
No. Well, you've never had a good suggestion. You always go from the hat, because you don't need good suggestions, right?
Boom.
Wait, I did that episode about... No. I chose Burke and Wills myself.
Yeah, that was great. Fun, wasn't it? Yeah.
That really was. I enjoyed it.
Actually, that was a great episode.
I enjoyed that a lot. Go back and listen to that. If you haven't listened to our old episodes, they're all fantastic. But yeah, tweet in. Oh, it is genuinely great to hear people making suggestions. And the hat is filling up. But you know what? We're going to keep going forever. I propose that we don't stop this podcast until the hat has run dry.
I'm in.
Wow, okay.
600 years.
I might want to start a family or
no.
travel.
No.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, if you want to keep this show going, keep the suggestions happening, because then we can't stop. We'll come in here and go, please stop tweeting.
Oh, that'd be a sad day.
Please stop making suggestions.
Please. Stop.
Please. Please.
I enjoyed my grandchildren.
I enjoy doing this.
Yeah.
It is the highlight of my week. I was going to say one of it's the highlight. Yeah, I have a great time. So please do keep listening and tell a friend. That's... Honestly, I think how we're getting out there is people just telling their friends. So thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll see you next week with a brand new report. And before that, I will say a goodbye.
Later.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.